Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello, and welcome to episode 68 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my co-patriot, my buddy, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, to our guest. Once again, we have a returning guest. Hello, Miss Sarah Dunn.
Woohoo! Hi, guys. Thanks for having me this morning.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we didn't scare you too much.
Well, no, yeah. Until you sent me the message after the first episode that said, hey, we'd really like to have you back on. Everyone gets better the more they come on the show.
That was Kyle.
What did I do wrong? I thought it was decent. But yeah, I mean, I guess we could probably do better if I came back. But I don't know if that was the most glowing invitation.
Well, I did call us out on that.
Yeah, and ideally, Dustin will get the memo now. So when he does like the fourth episode with us, he'll be like on par.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I know that I'm sure that was actually just a poke at Dustin, not at me.
Right. Yeah.
Poke probably. At me. Sure. I hope you took it the way that we meant it, not the way that we said it.
I didn't say it.
Oh.
Who said it?
You.
I said it
in Slack or something. I don't know.
You're forgiven.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay.
And well, I've been practicing every day for the last 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
Okay, now I feel bad.
Good.
Whoops.
Don't.
I'm over it. Moving past. Built a bridge. All right. What else is going on? So, hey, Kyle, what's up in your life? What's going on?
A lot of cool stuff. But lately, you know, what's been on my mind is physical fitness. I've been thinking about this a lot and trying to find the right way to work this into my life. You know, It's been a hectic summer with the move and some trips and all these, I don't know, just surprise personal things and work things that came up. One of the more hectic, busy years that I've had in recent memory. But I'm kind of settling in at the new place and trying to figure out a go-to plan for working some sort of healthy activities into my schedule. And I haven't figured it out. I've got the gym, like jogging, the park right across the street, or like playing sports, or going alone or with people.
Do you schedule any of it? Do you put it on your calendar?
I'm trying to work this out. You know, I can figure it out myself too, or take classes or get a personal trainer. I could go two days every week or four. I can go morning, afternoon, or evening.
Wow.
I can take mini breaks throughout the day or take a long lunch break and work out hardcore, focus on cardio or weightlifting. I don't know how to figure out like what's right for me.
Man, if you put this much thought into just the idea of working out, imagine what you would actually accomplish if you worked out.
I think you burned calories just talking through that, actually.
Right. I think, you know, maybe I'll get you an Apple Watch.
I'm stressing about it.
Do you want an Apple Watch for your birthday? Would an Apple Watch help?
I don't know.
It does. Just so you know, new ones.
You got an extra one?
This one's up for sale. I'm getting a new one in a couple of weeks.
I don't know. But I'm curious about, like, how you guys, like, choose the right thing for you. Is it, like, mini workouts, time of day, alone or with others? What type of workout works? How do you figure that out?
What do you do, Sarah?
Well, I think you just have to try different things. I have to do in the morning or I won't do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So sure. I get up and work out, and I'm so spoiled by working at home that I don't want to drive anywhere to go to a gym. So right. I found a series of workout videos that I love, and I just do those from a spare bedroom, like 4 days a week.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm with you. I do it in the morning, first thing, you know, and because of where I used to live in Southern California, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of P90X. Well, Tony Horton got that from me.
Sure.
So, I mean, I am the original P90X man.
Oh, I hope he didn't get the awful hour and a half long yoga video.
No, that was not me. That was
hated
actually
that one.
Yeah, I know, right? No, I do the same thing for, you know, early mornings. And since I've been back from my trip with Ellen, I actually my body clock has been getting me up at 4 a.m. instead of 4:45. So I wake up, I lay in bed for another 20-30 minutes. If Ellen's in town, I just leave the lights off. If Ellen's not in town, I'll actually read for a little bit, kind of catch up on some reading, and then I go do either my run, my walk, my swim, or I'll lift some weights at the Y. It just depends. But I've been doing the swimming thing, you know.
Yeah.
All
right.
So, yeah, well, you got to pick something.
Maybe that'll help. I'll figure something out, I guess.
Try stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to try more
things. And if you want somebody to hold you accountable, I'll hold you accountable.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
You will. In this and many other things.
And, and just as a good friend and as an elder, I'll tell you right now, it does not get easier. So maintain a base and exercise. With the kids, I mean, you got to keep up because of that little girl you have. You don't want to be huffing and puffing to catch her.
No. That's definitely not happening right now.
Right.
But what's going on with you, Sarah? What's the latest?
So I am still on a high from yesterday. I went to an event called Mixed Design Day,
wow,
which is an initiative in Southwest Michigan to get design and creative professionals together. And I was on the organizing committee and did a little bit of leading a couple sessions, and it was awesome. So
very cool.
I was proud of how that came together, and it was an awesome day. And today I now have the inbox deluge that happens when you're not in the office for an entire day. So good and bad.
Were they talks and they had different tracks, like much like a WordCamp, or how was that set up, that event?
It's all just one big room, and there's just volunteer speakers, a lot like a work camp,
okay,
that we kind of organize and find people from different areas of design, product design, architecture, lighting, all sorts of things, just to create kind of a creative curriculum.
Okay.
Wow.
Very cool.
Did you record any of the sessions?
No, that would have been smart. We get better every year. This is year 4. So that sounds like an addition for next year.
It's all about design, just like general design or anything, an emphasis on web?
No, it's actually, most of the group was started by product and industrial designers in Kalamazoo, and it's kind of expanded from there. So it's very much not digital design focused, which is really interesting for me to go and hear about design process at bigger companies like Whirlpool and Newell and just bigger companies. So it was super cool.
Wow, that sounds great. Yeah,
it was
okay. Awesome.
Adam, what about you?
Oh, me. I'm just managing all the things. I got back last week and I took off. I continued taking some vacation time from the trip with Ellen to Paris. But I've actually booked a new client, actually two new clients, one big project, one some basic fixes. And it's been interesting because we have, you know, a storm, a brewing. It's here. We have Hurricane Florence. Mm-hmm. So if this show gets abruptly short, you'll know why, because the power went out. But it turned down to the south, more South Carolina, so Raleigh will be less affected. But I've been just kind of telling clients up front, hey, there's a chance that this is going to get pushed till next week because we may lose power. So I'm working on a lot of projects. Like, I have three projects in production right now with two more starting shortly, like in a week, which is awesome. Yeah, and I think that's it. Yeah, just managing all that.
Oh, man. Guess you should have moved to Michigan. Though I guess Kyle gets tornadoes, so
right.
Never mind.
Actually, we had a tornado watch. We have a tornado watch and a flash flood watch through Saturday, like 8 p.m. So, yeah,
well,
crazy.
Yeah, that's
no
that's
hurricanes
wild.
In Michigan, though.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You know, we get, yeah.
No hurricanes up here.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, but it's so funny how people are freaking out. I mean, my kids were a little stressed, and the kids are happy because there was no school yesterday or today. But there's a makeup day on Saturday in October, so they're like, oh, yeah.
Whoa.
But they canceled school because of impending weather. It can be pretty, you know, we're originally expecting 30 inches of rain and 75 mile an hour winds. Once it shifted to the south, now it's 10 inches of rain and 35 mile an hour winds. So less potential damage, but still damage.
Okay.
You know,
is it raining now?
It is not. It's a little windy. I went for a run this morning. I had to wait though until it got light out because it's really dark, obviously, at 5 in the morning. And we have a lot of trees. I live close to a forest area, a lot of, you know, foliage. I was just a little freaked out. I didn't want to be able to see what I was running on, you know, just in case.
Right.
So it's not
good
raining.
Plan.
It's a little windy. And we'll see how it goes.
Safety first.
Yes. Yes. That's like a Boy Scout.
Yeah. That's what my dad always says.
Right. All right.
So yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, I was sitting in my office and I got that old itch that I get sometimes to make something.
Oh, cool.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't know. So anyway, you want to play it, Adam?
Sure.
She walked walked right in and stole the scene. Back in the fall of 2016, what I mean is she didn't waste a minute. No, she didn't hit a winner with no limit and a chip on her shoulder. So I told her that the mic is yours. Step forward, you'll be in, of course. You're equipped with knowledge that you need to share. Every other agency, they can't compare. No, they wouldn't dare. It's almost not fair how she's making everybody else look bad. Well, jealous of that, but I'm not mad. No, I'm glad. I'm a big cheerleader. That don't matter now because she's a thought leader. I gotta make that money. I gotta hire somebody. I gotta specialize my business like
Sarah Dunn.
Gosh.
I got a document.
Done.
All my time is spent.
Done.
I'm gonna make consulting fun like
Sarah Dunn.
So now class is a session. Sarah's here with the lesson. She came to make us all better at our professions, posting videos and moderating Slack teams, helping other freelancers achieve their dreams. It seems she was a blessing from above like Solomon, common clients like Daniel and Alliance. Then she's a prophet, preaching specialization, and is really great at photographing vacations, dropping knowledge bombs. Back in 62, she's not through. We brought her back so she can enlighten you. I gotta make that money.
Done.
I gotta hire somebody.
Done.
I gotta specialize my business like
Sarah Dunn.
I gotta document.
Done.
Where all my time is spent.
Done.
I gotta learn to make consulting fun like
Sarah Dunn.
It's always fun around her, the 11 web founder, compassionate and kind and knows a lot about wine. She can turn your site's rankings around on a dime. If anyone can SEO, she can. Also a passionate pug fan. She's a generous soul that I'm lucky to know. Now it's time we go on with the show.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's awesome. I was just so happy to see your reaction.
Oh my gosh. I'm like purple with embarrassment right
that's
now.
That's so good.
You are. So am I. Yeah, that makes two of us.
That was awesome.
So that was awesome.
Kyle sent that
very
to me.
Very unexpected.
Yeah, Kyle sent that over and said, hey, take a listen, give me some critique, and as he often does with songs. And it was late, like 2 or 3 nights ago. And I saw the text, but I was already in bed. I was like, I was just burnt for the day. And the good thing is I listened to it in the morning, and it was the best way to start. It was yesterday morning, I think. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, so... Yeah, Sarah. And my kids listened to it last night too, by the way, at dinner. They thought it was awesome too.
Well, I am humbled. I've never had my own song before.
There you go.
So I will have to go back and give that another listen.
That'll be up on, and with the lyrics up on the site, but also up on our SoundCloud channel, yeah. Forever. So
thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I don't maybe. Even know what to say.
And I like 50 episodes, it'll be a segment of deletable history.
And on that note, I think we move on to the next segment known as All right, Kyle, this is all you. You wrote it.
Christy Chirinos announced that she's now the VP of technology at Do Big Things.
Okay.
We all know, we've probably all been acquainted with Christy. Sarah, have you met Christy before?
I went to her talk at WordCamp US.
I don't know who she is.
So
oh. Yeah. chuckle.
I know.
Yeah, we've met her many times. She's been a partner at Caldera WP.
Is she still a partner there?
Yes, okay. She actually is, in fact.
Okay.
And I talked with her a couple days ago about it. And the situation is a little bit hard to explain, even for her, which I remember I commiserated with her a little bit about how difficult these sorts of changes can be to explain when you're still in the midst of them. But yeah, she is now doing both and many other things. She's one of those people who's just crazy busy, involved in so many things at once, hard to even keep track of. I don't know how she does it.
It's like you, but, Kyle. You have like, you know, the day job. You have the podcasts, plural. You have the house, the child, the band, the speaking with Toastmasters. You're like just, I mean, I look up to you when I'm sitting down.
Well, if anyone can handle all of the things, it's Kyle and Christy. Because when I went to her WordCamp US presentation, I probably understood a good 25% of it. Because she started, I think it was about business planning.
I was sitting
and
next
she
to you.
Started mm-hmm. putting up these equations right. on the screen that involved 5 variables. And she was like, just calculate it like this. And we were all, I had stopped taking notes and just stared dumbly because I just had no clue.
That's right. Funny.
I remember actually I was literally sitting next to you for that one.
Yeah.
So we were both like,
Like,
she is a smart cookie.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, totally. So that's mm-hmm. the only, yeah. So congratulations to her and to Do Big Things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving on.
What you wearing, what you're wearing, what you're drinking now. What you wearing, what you're wearing, what you're drinking now.
Okay, I'm going to go first. I'm drinking coffee. Once again, I'm drinking French roast coffee, and I'm drinking it in my WordCamp Maui mug, Maui 2014.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a WordCamp Nashville 2017 shirt from WP Engine, and I'm actually about to start a new book today. I picked up about 4 or 5 books at the library a couple days ago because of this impending storm, thinking we would lose power and might as well just have some books if I lose all my technology. So I'm going to start this one, Fall Until You Don't, Fight, Grind, Repeat by Bobby Bones. I guess he was a broadcaster at one point, some radio show. And also I picked up another Jack Reacher book and Robin Williams. There's a biography about him. I'm a huge fan of Robin Williams. So that's what I'm starting. I'm going to start one of these today. So, yeah. Oh, cool. And that's it. Yeah, what I got. So, hey, Kyle, what do you got? Well, I know what you're reading. You're still reading the same book from 3 years ago.
3 years. Jeez. I'm reading Stephen King's The Drawing of the Three. I just finished a cup of water, and I'm already kind of parched, so I should have grabbed more water. But I'm a one cup of coffee a day person, and I already had mine. And I'm wearing an affiliate WP t-shirt.
Okay. And Sarah? Oh,
got it. got to jump in here. So my WordPress wardrobe is not as robust, so I'm just wearing comfy clothes because it's a Friday, and I have no meetings.
Casual Friday.
That's right. I have coffee and a protein shake because you guys made me record this early for me, not early for Adam. Mm-hmm. And I am reading Setting the Table by Danny Meyer.
You were reading that last time.
No, this is a different one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, this one, Danny Meyer is the founder of Shake Shack, and I'm obsessed with Shake Shack. He's a restaurateur and has this whole book about hospitality. And it's one of my favorites. My husband and I actually both read it in college. So it was sitting on our shelf, and I wanted to read a physical book with pages. So I picked it up a couple weeks ago.
Nice. You know, and just regarding the wardrobe that you mentioned about our WordPress and WordCamp type of wardrobe, I want to mention this. During my trip on vacation, I didn't bring any WordPress WordCamp shirts. I didn't wear any. Mm-hmm. I brought a hoodie that I wore on the plane. That was about it.
Was this a gift to your wife?
I think so. That's what you'll see. I mean, when I put the photos out, there's like literally. Actually, I do have one shirt. The first day I traveled, well, whatever it was. Yeah, but I didn't. I went just button down, short sleeve, kind of cool shirts. Yeah, no swag. It's crazy. So yeah,
that is crazy. That's so crazy.
I'm breaking out. So I'm gonna try something different. So
good job.
Thanks. Hey Kyle. Hey Sarah. Guess what time it is?
Ooh, I don't know. Mm. Maybe we could say it together on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Question.
Adam's a loser.
Oh.
Oh no.
I'm gonna edit that out. Hey, that's right. You asked for it. It's questions time. You asked for it. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Actually, it's just gonna be me and Sarah since Kyle's no longer on the show. Wow, what a burn. That was just rude. Anyway.
How juvenile of me.
Yeah, and you know, it makes sense. I mean, you are, you know, like, I could be your dad, I think, just about. We talked about this last week. I'm closer in age to your father than I am to you.
Right. That explains your uncoolness.
And yeah. Kyle is being kicked off the show.
No.
All right, so you want to
tell anyone, that's why I'm here.
That's right. Yeah. So, Kyle, you want to ask this first one?
The question comes to us from Emily Patterson. Thank you for sending us this great question. I have one I've been pondering lately. I work with mostly larger organizations, and I'd love to get more business from other departments, but this has been difficult. People can be very proprietary about their contractors. Example, had a client tell me she wasn't referring me to another department for additional work because, quote, I don't want XYZ team using up all your time. Other times, the organization knows me for only one specific skill. This is Emily's question. And one of the reasons we picked this question is because Sarah Dunn actually had an insightful comment that she left in the Slack thread.
You mean Sarah Dunn? I'm going to make that I'm going to make that like a ringtone. Seriously.
I'm not. Just for me, every time I call you.
Yes.
Yeah. So good. Well, my insightful answer to Emily's question is not this, but here's another option I came up with before the show today. Emily, you could try maybe not being so good at your job. And then the departments would not be so proprietary about using your skills. So that's certainly an option. And then if you're not good and you get them stuck into a long contract with you as a company, they might love to give you away to other departments. So that is an option I wanted to share.
Oh my gosh. We have converted. We have, that's the best. I mean, I love the fact that she is now one of us.
Yeah.
Here's an option. Not a good one. That's what you need to start from now on.
Oh, so perfect.
Possibly not. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's like the quintessential get options answer.
Right, right. Do you have an option, Kyle, or should I? Do you want me to put one in there?
I
want to
say, Emily, I'm sorry, but clients today expect monogamous relationships with their partners.
Awkward.
I'm sorry if that is too much to ask for you, but you don't just get to mess around like that. This is what's wrong with society today. Everybody wants to have their cake and someone else's too. There's no appreciation for fidelity. I'm sorry, Emily, but I just can't be complicit and endorse cheating on your client with another department. That's not how this works. Stay true till death do you part. Amen.
Wow. Okay. Did not see that coming. Much like the pink slip she'll get now.
Yeah.
So, Emily, here's an option for you. I'm a fan right now of the show Billions. Not sure if you two watch the show. Okay.
Love that show.
It's with Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti. I've been binging it. So the basic premise, for those who don't know, is Damian's character, Bobby Axelrod, is a billionaire. Slightly shady in how he finds his deals in the stock market world of New York. I know on that stage. He's very calculated in everything he does. And he has a great team behind him, as he has the money to hire no matter what he needs. So with that, and this may not, you may not have the money to take this angle, but to get what you want, but you can simply take the approach of demanding what you want, or you'll storm out of the room, business, taking the business with them, shutting them down, burning them down. You know, you need to give them the ultimatum and just be Bobby Axelrod.
Wow.
Share me or lose me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bleep out what I was going to say there. Yeah. Beep. Right. Just give me, I'll just, you know, that's how you to do it. You know, drop
all
the
right.
Mouse drop. If you're using
assert
a mouse.
Assert yourself. Power moves.
Right. Just be Bobby. That's seriously, I drive home from doing errands or picking the kids up. I'm thinking, okay, how do I get to $1 billion in WordPress development work? Yeah. Just one client who doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
That's my option, is give the ultimatum. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Anyone else want to give any other options?
I might offer Emily and the listeners another option.
Okay.
And this is more along the lines of how I responded in Slack. As I was reading Emily's question, I started thinking about the fact that the current department she works with really doesn't have an incentive to refer her to another department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she starts spending more time working with another part of the company, she may not have as much time for them. So they're really, you know, if you think about it from their position, why would they even refer her out? So my thought was possibly to offer a really small discount on hours if a company as a whole retained her for a certain number of hours that was higher. So then both departments could get a better deal, and the current department she's working with actually has a reason to refer her out to other departments at the company.
Oh, okay. Yeah, incentivize that.
Yeah.
That might be the trick.
And I think that's a great idea. It's interesting, though, when companies do this, where they have a large company has the different groups inside. I've worked for companies like that, where you have to kind of track your time, build the appropriate departments. Kind of a pain, but you know, it's a job, it's work. It'd be interesting to see if that could be a viable option. I think it's a great idea. I really do.
Creative.
I think it's a good idea for her because she already knows how this company you know, pays their bills, and so it's a little bit less of a risk for her. So I think it's definitely worth pursuing.
Right.
She just has to make it make sense for everyone involved.
Right. Yeah. And that's why I think that's an awesome option. And I don't have anything else to add to that. You
I think that it sounds like there's also, additionally, it does sound like there's the potential that this client has a perception of you, Emily, as one who has limited capacity. So you might also ask yourself, like, what might give them that impression if they do have that? It might be wrong, but they could have this impression that you can't handle a lot more work. So are you emphasizing the fact that you work solo, or are you complaining about being busy? Are you missing any deadlines? Are you doing anything that might potentially make this one department think you don't have the capacity for more work and have them concerned about you taking on more work, being less available for them. Maybe think about it. It could be a factor.
Yeah.
Really good point.
You guys are right on target. So now, yeah. If that doesn't work, give them the ultimatum.
The other that I'd add, I guess, is that an important lesson that took me a couple of years to learn that I can't overemphasize is you cannot ever expect anyone, not even your greatest client, to be your advocate. Mm-hmm. You are your own advocate. So if you want something like to work with another department, it is up to you and only you to make contact with that department and start a relationship. You can leverage your existing relationship and work as a powerful reference potentially, but you cannot leverage that contact as you're in at the company. It's entirely up to you. You need to pursue that other department like you would any other client outside the company, just knowing that you have one little advantage in your pocket, but don't make that advantage bigger than it really is.
Right.
Yeah. And with referrals, you can't expect anyone to just dole them out for you without you asking either. Totally. So even if you're the greatest in the world, if you aren't keeping yourself in front of people and letting them know that you're looking for good referrals to similar clients, they probably won't go out of their way to do that for you.
Right. Mm. It's always,
I made so many mistakes in the early days, like thinking that people that I had done good work for were going to stand up for me.
Right.
When I wasn't present at a meeting, I expected people to like reiterate my point of view or extend opportunities for me to chime in later or vouch for my abilities in some area or just mention me at all. And of course that doesn't happen. Nobody is going to stand up for you. They're too busy standing up for themselves and fighting to justify their own existence in the equation.
Let me ask you, I have a question on that. So do you think any of this is going to take a different direction, but the secondary question is, do you think any of that has to do with gender?
It hadn't crossed my mind.
See, it should. No. I mean, because I think, sadly, we know that gender plays a huge component on employment, pay, rate, respect, all that. You know, it's becoming more and more apparent, you know, where I was just talking to somebody about the fact that, like, in support, they just use, they have, like, a ticketing system or live chat. They'll just use a generic name now or a letter because people like Scott Stratton and Allison Kramer have mentioned on their show that they make fun of marketing and they poke people or companies who deal with responses. When you get an answer from somebody who is, let's say, Sheila versus Jim, the response from the person, there's just a difference in gender approaches. That makes sense? So
that's fascinating.
It is.
I hadn't heard that.
It is. And there's been studies to show that. So you change who the message comes from, whether it's a male or female or not, just the name on the support ticket. If I say I'm now Kyle instead of I'm Sarah, the person on the other end may respect the name Kyle more than Sarah because that's how they grew up. Right.
Well, everyone does. Yeah.
Right.
Kyle is such a strong name.
but seriously. The question is on organizations within this, when they have multiple departments, you know, and standing up for yourself, like Kyle says, you know, you got to figure it's that much harder. Sad, but true. I think it's that much harder on the gender side of things. You know, I mean, I take these things to heart because I have two boys and a girl. And Kyle, you'll see this in, you know, 15 years from now, you know. Mm. It's just harder. It sucks. It's not right. I'm not saying it's right by any stretch. I'm just trying to, you know, bring it up to light and make people aware of the fact that, like Kyle says, you have to stand up for yourself, whether you're present or not, in some capacity.
Yeah. As the woman in this conversation, I would say, though,
please,
you know, you can't make up problems either that don't exist.
True.
It really depends on how people have communicated with you in the past, whether it is likely a gender issue or not. You know, if the answer to Emily was, oh, honey, you're fine. You're fine. You don't need to do any more work over there. Well, keep working with us.
Then you know.
Don't you worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of language might tell you there's some gender bias, but otherwise it's probably not likely something that's really coming up.
Okay. No, I agree that it's not always the situation, but I want to make sure that we address it, that it could be in some people's situations.
Sure.
You know, okay. Sorry to derail your thought process there, Mr. Kyle Maurer.
No, okay. That's fine. Thank you, Sarah, for chiming in on
an
issue that I don't feel like qualified to chime in on.
Yeah, Not yet. You will.
I'm here for you.
You will.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to the next question. This one came from Kyle. You want to explain how this worked? Because you put these out there.
Sure. We'll be answering a few more of questions like this
yes.
in upcoming episodes. But what we did at a recent WordCamp, I printed out some pre-written questions and on pieces of paper and left them on tables at our local WordCamp for people to write in their answers and hand them in after the event. And a lot of people did. So I've got a stack of these slips of papers where people wrote in the questions that they had about things that confused them, questions that they left the camp still unanswered, and so on. And so this question that we're answering right now is right. from someone named Peter Bergen.
Right. So the question. So you wrote the question that Peter answered. You said, "What's the biggest question relating to WordPress or the web, or your work that you're struggling with right now?" And Peter answered, "SEO."
Correct.
Okay. And Sarah and I were both curious, like, how do we want to now address this in the show? Because I was mistaken on the last time we tried this. I was like, I'm like, what? So now we want to say, struggling in what way? Like, how do you want to now approach this moving forward, Mr. Kyle Maurer?
What? Struggling in what way? I don't know. I mean, Peter says SEO is a problem for him.
Okay.
And so... it's his biggest problem. The problems that Peter's got. There's nothing bigger than SEO.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Let me ask you both this. I'll moderate this. So we'll take this on then. So Kyle, do you guys over at Pippin's Plugins, or at Sandhills, have issues also with SEO?
I guess as much as the next software company, I suppose.
Okay, Sarah, so how about for you and your agency?
Well, we find SEO to be very important.
Right, of course.
Well, don't you now?
So if someone came to you, Sarah, as an agency owner, and they said, hey, I want help learning and implementing better SEO or resources, how would you advise?
Well, we do have one option, which is don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
I love
just
this.
Just let your site not be found. It's fine. It's mm-hmm. no big deal. It's way too stressful to mm-hmm. try to learn about SEO.
Okay.
That's one option.
That is an
option. Refreshing. I feel like a load has been lifted off my shoulders.
I might actually sit down on my standing desk.
Says, don't worry about it.
Right. That's awesome.
Well, that was kind of a sarcastic answer. Sometimes that is actually the truth. Not necessarily for agency owners. I do think that people who are making websites for clients should absolutely have at least a basic SEO knowledge. But if Peter is just a website owner and is worried about the SEO on his own website, sometimes search engine optimization isn't the best traffic driver for a site. So it's really important to figure out who your target audience is for that site and how they might find it. Maybe it's something that's very social and community oriented, and it might be something better to drive traffic through social media or paid advertising. So that is always an option, that maybe SEO isn't the answer for every website for driving traffic. But, you know, if your topic is most often discovered through search, it is something that you should take the time to have a basic knowledge of.
Okay. Cool.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. I got nothing to add. I mean, I know that I'm not an SEO person. I tell people this all the time. I have somebody who I refer that work to, and I go with somebody who knows more than me on it, which is anybody.
Yeah.
My kids may know more at this point. No, I mean, I have a resource that I refer that to, and it works well.
Yeah. Currently more of the same, but SEO was a passion of mine like 6 or 7 years ago, and I was really into it back then. And it was a service that I sold, and I wonder, maybe Sarah, if you can think of off the top of your head. I often think about some of the best requests that I got from clients when it came to SEO. And an example of one that was probably still my favorite. And I went into a client's office who said, I want to hire you. Got a budget to work with. Let's see if we can make this happen. What I want to do is I want, when people search for this keyword, for me to come up first. So, okay, sure. All right. What's the keyword? And she said, Christmas gifts.
Oh, no.
And I said, oh, okay. You're going to probably need like a Fortune 500 budget to take that one, I think,
yes.
at this state.
See, now they chose Hanukkah gifts, a lot less.
Well, I think Kyle's example is a good example of why it's important to have a broader SEO knowledge and learn a little bit about keyword research also, because in that process you learn about what is competitive, what are some better opportunities for a site that might be less developed, have less content. So I do a lot of wedding related SEO work, and I had a client last week that said, I want to rank for the term wedding favors. And similarly, I mean, that is dominated by huge online e-commerce stores and the not.com, who has a giant budget. So that wasn't necessarily the best keyword. So having a knowledge of the whole process, we were able to go through a keyword project and actually figure out some more realistic targets for her to get traffic.
Yeah. Could you go with just taste? I mean, here's an option, by the way. I mean, your answers are spot on, in my opinion. You could just say, just install an SEO plugin and you're done. Install, activate.
Or two SEO plugins. Ooh. Or three.
Wow.
No. Now,
you're stacking. No. That's brilliant. I'll be right back, everybody. I'm going to do that right now over on our Get Options show.
No.
Yeah. So if you take nothing away from the show, then this, only use one SEO plugin at a time, period. Right. I'm not going to say any names of which ones to use, but just use one. Okay. Simple as that. Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure you use four different sliders. Okay. So...
So if I could make a suggestion, if Peter has decided that SEO is important for his website or his clients, depending on his situation, I really want to recommend Rebecca Gill's DIYSEOcourses.com. If you really want to learn about SEO and how to do it properly, it's really important to understand the process from start to finish and not just read one article here about keywords, one article there about structured data, an article over there about off-page optimization. It's a tricky course. It's long and there's a lot of information, but if SEO is important, understanding a full process for it is how you'll get the best results.
Nice. And we'll link to that in the show notes as far as a link to that course. Won't we?
Mm. Sure we will.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good job.
Okay. Moving on, that's it for the questions segment. And now our new segment, segments. We have two of them because we have a guest. We're going to do first one's called Tagline, You're It. So tag, you're it. That's our audio for that. Yeah. This is where we pick a tagline from a company in our industry, hopefully, and we try to guess what the company is. So who wants to go first? Okay.
Okay, Sarah.
Sarah's going to go first.
I have one for Kyle.
Okay.
Okay. Hit me.
The tagline is crafting ingenuity.
Crafting ingenuity.
Ooh. It's almost like you play with words with beer or something.
Yeah.
Don't Google it.
Crafting ingenuity. Like Sandhills Development, we have a very similar tagline, but it's not exactly that.
Are you sure?
Is it Sandhills Development?
That's where I found it. I was hoping to give you a stumper. That's what the website says. What do you think the tagline is?
Oh, okay. So we have the tagline. I don't know. It's not much of a story behind it, but it was not. Anyway, it's great. And it's different on our t-shirts. It says something different.
What is it?
I think it says ingenuity with a human element.
Oh, I like that too.
If I remember right. Yeah. That's not so bad. That's so bad. Anyway.
All right. Cool. We'll give you the score on that.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Nice.
Thank you, Sarah. Good job.
All right.
Way to try to pull a fast one on me.
I'm going to go next. I'm going to ask this one to Sarah. Okay. This one is stop guessing, start tracking.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is within the WordPress industry?
It is. And I mean, it's a little unfair because it's a relatively new company or division of a company's offerings. Oh. Yeah.
So it's not Monster Insights?
It's not. It's a good guess, though. Really is.
Oh, yeah, great guess.
I give up. Okay. Help me out.
It's Click Ranger Pro.
What?
It's made over by the guys from Pixel Jar. It's really cool. It was my pick of the week 2 weeks ago. If you listened to Kitchen Sink, you would have heard it. So. Oh.
This was a test.
Right. So it's a plugin that lets you make it easy to watch your Google Analytics. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
So.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Adam, here's yours.
Okay.
Web hosting, faster, scalable, and eco-friendly.
Oof. I'm going to go with either Green Geeks or Green Geeks.
Yeah, you're right.
It's Green Geeks. Yeah, it's the eco-friendly.
Green Geeks. I don't know what that is either.
It's a hosting company. Yeah, they're eco-friendly. They either buy back credits for or they're low footprint environmental based company.
Right, right. Yeah, it's kind of a cool value add, I guess.
If you're into that.
Yeah.
So, okay. should we do another round, or do we want to go on to the next segment?
I mean, I've got more if you need them.
Let's do another round.
Well, we can
one more round. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'll ask this one to Kyle. Relatively simple. Okay. Ready, Kyle?
Okay. I'm ready.
Small business accounting software that makes billing painless.
FreshBooks.
Bing! You got it.
All right. Then I got one for Sarah. Learn WordPress faster.
Adam laughs like this is really easy. Learn WordPress faster. Is it WP Beginner?
Nope.
I don't know.
Okay. WP 101.
What was I thinking?
Yes.
Oh, I don't even know.
All right. Sarah, you're up.
All right. One for Adam.
Yep.
Managed WordPress hosting built for designers.
For designers. Flywheel?
Yeah.
Bing! Nice.
All right.
I think they have a pretty strong brand position. So yeah, I was wondering if that was something that you would recognize too.
Yeah. It's funny. I got both. Oh, sweet. I feel so I'm good for the day.
That's great. Yeah. That was awesome. Good job, everybody. Nice. All around. High fives.
Okay. Woo! All right. Last little segment here is our vague rant up. And this this audio clip is this. Vague rant up. Okay.
We got to work on that.
We will work on those. I promise. Yeah. I'll have those fixed by next time. The next episode. Next time we use
them. Who wants to go first?
I think Sarah should go first.
Oh. Cool. Okay.
Well, we all know I'm not like that great at ranting. So when I saw this on the... I'm not a big dweller, but you know what? I was able to think about something. It took me a few days, but you know what's really annoying me right now is that Apple announced this week the new iPhone XS and XS Max. It's all screen, faster, more advanced Face ID, A12 Bionic, the smartest and most powerful chip ever in a smartphone, Super Retina screen with true blacks, whatever that means. But you know what the iPhone still can't do? Is mark a text message unread. Apple has stepped into solving problems people don't actually have. I personally don't stare at my phone wishing the screen had true blacks. I don't know about you guys. The problem I have in real life is that I get a potentially urgent text message during dinner and I read it and I realize it's just my mother-in-law wondering what we're doing for dinner on Saturday night. And I put my phone down so I'm not texting at dinner and then forget to text her back because I can't mark it unread. So I really hope on the iPhone 11, someone solves a problem I really have, which is my mother-in-law following up, asking if everyone is ignoring her.
That's awesome.
That was so great.
That is awesome.
There you go.
That's a good rant.
That is a good rant.
Good job.
Yeah. They also released an iPhone XR.
What?
Right.
Yeah. So there's three iPhones that came out. So I was on my run this morning. I was thinking the S... the X and the R, I can see a Cadillac version of this iPhone coming out called the SRX. Thank you for the win.
So good.
Thank you. They're also a sponsor of golf. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Do you have a rant, Adam?
I do. It's about people who have really long rants. Oh, wait, that's you. Never mind.
You're the worst.
Hey, you threw me under the bus to start. I'm going to throw you out at the end. So
All right. It's a long bus ride.
All right. So mine lately is... personal hygiene in public spaces, because I've been traveling a lot and seen some stuff on YouTube and on, you know, just videos and stuff. But yeah, it just, okay, people, if you're going to be in public spaces, this includes your own car stuck in traffic. Just saying, there are windows, you know, unless you're in a limo, but from flossing your teeth at the airport, clipping your nails on the plane, shaving on a bus, it is wrong.
No.
And it just blows me away. You know, my favorite, you know, that question that what's his name used to ask on the Actor Studio, what's your favorite sound? I always thought mine was my kid's laughter. My least favorite sound is nail clippers in not anywhere else but your own bathroom. It's the worst.
What do you want them to do? Not clip their nails or not shave?
Don't travel. Don't leave your house. So that's my rant, is personal hygiene in public spaces needs to stop. Plain and simple. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Nice and short. Short and sweet. Okay, I feel better.
Short and sweet. It's really good, though.
Thank you. Okay. Kyle, what do you got?
Okay. A little more WordPress related.
Okay.
And it is something that actually was on my mind because I don't know why I feel it. Maybe I filled out a survey that somebody took and I was reflecting on some of these things recently. So it came to mind when we decided to do this segment. I'm super tired of the pedestals sometimes that WordCamp speakers and elites get put on and the special treatment that they tend to get. Now, don't get me wrong. WordCamps are not terrible offenders in this department relative to other conferences. And there are a load of speakers who are new or unknown or really deserve to have a spotlight put on them and feel welcomed and appreciated. But at the same time, I think that we as a community need to do way better than we are. And here are a few examples of the changes that I think would be beneficial across the board. Number one, no green rooms. I think those are dumb. I get the idea. It is nice to have a place for speakers to go and prep or relax. But here's the thing. We're all adults. We are all capable of finding a private setting on our own if we need it. A designated room inevitably turns into a cool kids club and strongly segregates the chosen few from the lesser many. I've been to many WordCamps before where I witnessed the speakers just retreating to the green room where they could peacefully hang out with friends and peers without being interrupted by other attendees who just need help fixing their broken sites. I think these are terribly unhealthy for the community and should be actively discouraged. Another, I think speaker dinners should be renamed. I like the idea of calling them maybe appreciation dinners instead. Traditionally, they've been referred to as a speaker sponsor dinner, often shortened to just the speaker's dinners because we generally have more of those present. And for starters, I think a more inclusive name would be preferable so other contributors to the event, such as volunteers and organizers, can be invited and feel as though they are being equally appreciated. But also the purpose of the event is communicated more clearly. It is intended as a thank you for those who made the event possible and not just a private networking opportunity without general attendees. Another, focus on speakers who stick around. I'm not certain how best to handle this, but I think speakers should be strongly encouraged to stay for the WordCamp. I think showing up for your talk and then bailing after is a classless act, super lame. Organizers should remember who bailed in previous years and not pick them again. They should also communicate to speakers that the expectation is for them to participate in the event fully. Another would be to structure engagement opportunities. Organizers can request to strongly encourage speakers to volunteer at the Happiness Bar as a way of letting attendees connect with them directly. You could also structure your session schedule to permit more Q&A time, maybe even have dedicated times and places for meeting with speakers. And lastly, lead by example. As event organizers and veteran speakers, we should all be demonstrating the appropriate conduct at WordCamps, which is to discourage cliques and clubs. Instead, participate in the thick of the event and greet unfamiliar faces. When you get caught up greeting old friends, ask if they're willing to chat with you later over lunch or at dinner or the after party so you can focus on welcoming newcomers. Be the people you wish you'd encountered when you first came. That's all.
Wow. That's awesome. I agree with you on 98% of that. I don't want to give you
100%. Adam wants his own private green room.
No, yeah. No, actually I took the same approach when
a silver room.
Right. There you go. No, at WordCamp Los Angeles, when I led, we did not have a green room, official green room. And people asked for it because previous years there was one. And I said, no, there was a place where organizers could put our stuff, but it was not a speaker green room specifically because I wanted people engaged. Yep. Simple.
Right there with
you. Yeah.
If I could chime in, I really like that idea you brought up, the speakers having a designated time at the Happiness Bar.
We did that at Raleigh last year.
I really like that. I hope speakers would be open to that because there's a lot of times where I would like to say hello to someone or express appreciation for the talk that they gave. And I don't know if they're open to that. You know, I don't know if they're, I don't always feel like they're talking in clicks, but I do feel like they're usually engaged in some sort of conversation. Mm-hmm. So I feel like having a designated time, you know, Adam's at the Happiness Bar today from 1 to 2 would make me feel much more welcomed to go up to you and talk to you about your talk.
Right. Totally. It's so intimidating as a general attendee.
We actually, at Raleigh, we actually had it so after your talk, you would go do a half an hour. Every speaker did it was at a bare minimum after your talk Q&A, and then to continue the conversation we'd be at the Happiness Bar. That's what we just, we kind of.
Oh, I love it.
Almost a mandate. Almost like it was just kind of, it was mentioned by the person who introduced you. You know, he'll be at the happiness bar after, right after the talk for a half an hour, whatever. So that way, you know, and if you make the speakers aware of that ahead of time, it's also an expectation that they're going to do it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I appreciate that sort of thing. Anything that can reduce that barrier and make it easier for attendees to feel comfortable approaching a speaker like that, because a lot of them want to, but it takes a lot of courage and to just maybe interrupt a conversation that they're having already, or walk straight up to the person who was just up on stage sharing their knowledge. That's tough. I can remember what that was like, and still feel that way at times. Like, oh, it'd be nice to talk to that person, but I don't feel like I'm up for it.
And I will also mention the fact that when people do speak and leave, it's one thing if you have another engagement, something pops up, emergency, yes. But when people show up and speak and then just bail the entire camp, or just one or two people leave on their own because they're good friends. And I've seen this happen a handful of times, and it's just so frustrating, you know?
Yeah.
And I lose a little bit of respect for those people. I do. And I've had this conversation offline before, you know, and it still bugs me. So when I see it in certain, across the country, it's not just, you know, one specific area, region. I've gone to so many camps. It happens often, too often is what the key really. Yeah. So anyway,
well, I really want to thank you for that idea. I think speakers that like the idea of making themselves more available can lead by example by saying, hey, after my talk, I'm open to more questions and I'm going to just go hang out by the happiness bar. Mm-hmm. I think that might be something that I would do for a future talk, because I think that's really smart.
Right. Cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that wraps up the show. Kyle, you want to take us out? Or you want me to do it? Okay, I'll do it, because you're trying to kill a fly.
Yeah, I've got a mosquito in here.
So thanks for listening. Be sure to email us all your questions, any questions, every question you can possibly have in life. That's questions@getoptionspodcast.com, or use the SpeakPipe functionality of the website. A special shout out and thanks to Ms. Sarah Dunn for coming back on the show. It was awesome having
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Sarah,
thank you for my song. I will come back any other time.
And you can find us online. We're all on Twitter @get_options. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver. Sarah, where are you on Twitter?
I'm at Sarah11D.
Okay, that's 11D. So the number's 11D, as in,
yep.
Dang, she's a really cool rapper.
Yeah. And I like how it sounds like 11D, like 60, 70, 80, 90, 11D.
Okay.
Not about that. Yeah. I really just did that because when I first got on Twitter, I didn't want anyone to know it was me.
There you go.
And now I'm too attached to it.
Yeah.
To change it.
So. I hear you. And we're also over at SoundCloud, and that rap will be on SoundCloud. So stay tuned for that. Say goodbye, Kyle.
Kyle. Goodbye, Kyle.
Say goodbye, Sarah.
Goodbye, Sarah.